Blue Ocean Strategy. One way to provide both strong profitability potential and limit cumulative competitive pressure is to pursue a Blue Ocean Strategy. In Blue Ocean Strategy, Kim and Mobern argue that rather than competing in an existing market space, which is called a Red Ocean Strategy, for example, blood in the water due to competition, one should create an uncontested market space, or an open blue ocean. The primary assumption to challenge when seeking uncontested market space is to not take it as a given that market or industry boundaries are fixed. Rather than playing by the competitive rules of the game and seeking incremental improvements, create new rules by creating entirely new areas of demand or even new industries. Finding a blue ocean can result in both profitable and rapid growth. For example, Cirque du Soleil entered a declining industry in which the traditional competitors were classic circuses that were facing declining attendance and criticism of animal welfare. Cirque du Soleil reinvented the circus experience by eliminating problematic animals and their maintenance expense. Their value proposition was the desired thrill of the circus, but with the artistry of a theater experience. They eliminated everything except the clowns, the tent, and the acrobatic acts. The tent captured the magic of the circus. Adding themes and storylines gave the acts a plot. The result was superior value at lower cost, resulting in rapid growth and irrelevant competition. Organizations that have a red ocean culture, which are most established organizations, will need to transform this culture to enable seeking blue oceans. Strategy has roots in military strategy, and its language and themes are competitive. One seeks to confront one's enemies, competitors, and drive them from the battlefield, but war is expensive. The leadership culture instead needs to shift its mindset from beating the competition to making the competition irrelevant. Rather than seeking to achieve the value/cost trade-off based on what competitors are achieving, blue ocean cultures seek to break this trade-off model fundamentally. Instead of seeking to differentiate on either value or low cost, the blue ocean strategy is to pursue both differentiation and low cost at the same time. This will require aligning all activities to this dual goal, rather than the traditional choice of one over the other. Creating a new source of competition naturally leads to a desire to protect this competitive advantage. Blue ocean strategies tend to result in rapid growth. If the entire organization is aligned around a value and low-cost strategy, it can develop economies of scale quickly that form an entry barrier. Organizations deeply immersed in a red ocean culture will also have trouble changing enough to compete.